Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Anyone else on?
I don't know. I didn't hear anybody.
It's just weird. I think it's 3 days in a row.
Hey, this is Onita.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Anyone else want to say hello? I guess I'm here again. Nobody? How are things in Kansas?
Oh, it looks nice out there. I haven't been out yet. My husband's out cleaning the deck, so.
Sounds like you're on a ship. And Maddie, how are things in Wilmington?
Absolutely beautiful. In fact, I was out a few minutes ago. Just came in from we have something called Zingos here, other than the Acme and the Pathmark. And so I went over there today because I was missing my celery out of my lentil stew.
Ah.
I made the stew, so I figured I'd go ahead and cook it anyhow, and I waited a half an hour, so I mean, it's another hour more of cooking.
Yeah.
And put it in, and so I'm pretty excited about it. It looks beautiful.
I don't know if I told you guys, when I made rice last week, I decided to dump in some lentils and some eggplant and some zucchini.
Did you clean out your refrigerator?
I find it easier to put the vegetables in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just all cook together. And my husband went to eat it, and he said, "What's in here?" Lentils for you.
I have a quick question. I have rice that I'm sure brown rice is probably old, and I almost started with that. Then I said, no, I deserve the best. So I opened up my brand new brown rice.
Uh-huh.
It's my first time cooking it. And I'm wondering, it doesn't have an expiration date on that box, but I'm wondering if would it be old tasting if I use the old rice.
It's interesting because a newer version of rice that I bought says to refrigerate. Yes, it's not refrigerated at the store, and I have held rice for a very long time. I would just maybe go through it and make sure there's nothing moving in there.
Right. Okay.
So I was putting it.
Right.
Anyone else have any input on that one?
I did open some that I'd had for years, and it did taste a little old.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's what I didn't want to mess up the whole lentil stew.
Question. I'm on the cell phone. How do I mute my call so I don't hear my noise?
Star 6? Who is this?
How do you mute the call?
Who is this? Who's asking the question?
Question. I'm on my cell phone. How do I mute my call so I don't interrupt the conversation?
What is your name?
Margaret from Fort Worth.
Okay. Star 6, Margaret. We'll mute you. And if you want to come back in, star 6 again.
Star 6.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else?
Question on the rice. This is Faye.
Uh-huh.
I live on rice all my life, so what was the question? I missed the first part.
She wanted to know if old rice is still okay to eat, and does it have a taste that's different?
Definitely. And you know what? When you find little bugs in rice that you buy, that is a good sign because it's old, but there's no chemical alter in the rice, so then it doesn't appear of animals living in it. So that's always a good sign because there is some rice company will have genetically been put in there, so then it makes the rice more fragrant and it's more detrimental to your body. And fresh rice, normally the crop only come out twice a year when you get the freshest rice, but you have to wait for the fresh crop. But it is still safe to eat, and just when you have those little bugs, let them float up and just scoop them out, and they're perfectly fine to eat.
Cook it the way it is. Okay. And why are they now saying that we should refrigerate dry rice? Do you know why?
Dry rice?
No, when you buy rice in the store, the package says refrigerate.
Okay. I think what it is, it's actually slowing down or in this situation. I think that normally I would freeze it, actually. I freeze it if you want to last longer.
Oh.
If you're not going to go through the bath, we live on rice. Rice is our main dish every single day. So then, we'll go through it. But then if you have a big batch, you're going to. But so, yeah, actually freeze it.
You freeze it after you cook it, right? You don't freeze it before it's cooked.
before you cook it.
You freeze it before you cook it.
Yeah, I get that.
Sometimes to the weather, when it's too damp outside, this and that,
it's
the right temperature, these little bugs inside these grains. There's always little bugs in there. You know, there is. But it's just like so microscopic. It's just like, you know, you cannot see. But with the right temperature, they grow. So then you see those little bugs. But you freeze it or refrigerate it. And I think that sometimes the temperature outside is a great thing for them to turn into bugs. And it's a healthy sign. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that means it's not being altered genetically anyway to thing out. So that's how I see it.
But wow, good information. Thank you.
People get the arrow, you know, and share from it, but that's a good thing. And if you have a rice that's still fragrant after a year, you buy it, that means, you know, they actually did something with this chemically altered fragrant too, so you have to be careful with that.
Great information. Thank you so much. Anyone else want to say good morning before we continue?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Wow. Good morning, Ruth. How are you?
Fine. You know, we dry pack and store our grains without the air.
Yeah, that will
cool place, but just dry pack it. Actually, we ordered the church has these places that anyone can go and dry pack. And some of the, I think the only rice that they dry pack there is white rice, and so we didn't want white rice. And some of the different things we wanted weren't the same as what you can pack at the LDS church food storage place. You can go to the church and ask them when they're having dry pack, and then you can go with them and sign up to go and dry pack. But we ordered a thing that you can seal your cans with. It hasn't come yet. And then you put something in, I can't remember what you put in there, to make it take the air out, and so then it's dry packed, and you can store it for a longer period of time, store it where it's cool as possible.
Ruth, I had never heard of that terminology, dry pack. Could you explain to me what that is?
Well, you're going to put it in cans, and I wish I could remember what that is. They put a little packet of something in, it makes the air go out, and then you seal it right then.
I think that the thing that still suck the air out, I think I know what you mean. You know how they have all these machines, that food saver, that kind of stuff. Is that along what you're thinking about, Ruth?
Possibly. I'm not really sure.
Suck all the air out of it, and then you seal it up well. So then there's, is that what you mean?
Well, you want to have a couple of, a year or two food storage, and so it's really good to be able to store more than what you could store in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at rice storage here, brown and white, it says brown and white rice is stored very differently. Brown rice is expected to store for 6 months for adequate condition. That would be with air. And this is because of the essential fatty acids in brown rice. These oils go quickly go rancid as they oxidize. It will store much longer if refrigerated. White rice has the outer shells of storage, so you can store something that has no food value. Oh, it doesn't say that part. White rice isn't nearly as good for you, but will store longer. So it would be just have some starch. Hermetically, I don't know that word, sealed in the absence of oxygen, plan on a storage life for white rice of 8 to 10 years.
Wow.
Stable temperature of 70 degrees. It should keep proportionally longer if stored at cooler temperatures. Stored in the absence of oxygen, brown rice will last longer than if it was stored in air. Plan on 1 to 2 years. And so you want to rotate it. You use, you know, you put it, set it so that you, and date it. Put the date on your can after you sealed it. You could probably get, if you go to the food, to the LDS church and ask to be put on their food storage list or something, you could probably, there's enough of you, get them to do a rice run. I think they do white rice, but I don't know if they do the brown rices. It's very important to store brown rice as cool as possible for if you can get the, if you can get the temperature down another 10 degrees, it will double the storage life again. And in so 1 to 2 years, but that's in the absence of oxygen. That's again, if you dry pack it.
So that's why the packages are now saying to refrigerate them. I've never seen it until recently.
I just got back from Cancun, of course, and I learned something really important on the way down. We rode in from the airport to the resort with some folks from New Mexico, and they told us about salt. And have you ever, you guys all use iodized salt, you buy a store type of thing?
I do the kosher.
Well,
that would be the sea salt.
Well, look, I don't know what any of them, all other ones say, but our iodized white salt says ingredients, salt, sodium silicol aluminate. If you have anything that says aluminum or aluminate, you don't want to eat that. Okay, that was one thing they told us. You don't want to eat that kind of salt. Of course, and then I think it's probably been bleached. And so most of us are eating sea salt, but they told us about real salt that is similar to sea salt, except you don't have the danger of having the chemicals that are in and the contaminants that are in the ocean. This is real salt, and this is not a network marketing or anything. It's just a place where you can buy real salt, and that's what it's called, real salt. So I went to look it up so I could tell you about it today, and there were several real salts, but you want the one that is mined in Redmond, Utah. It has like a whole bunch of minerals in it, and this couple have been given them in can water, and this sea salt, and now oxidants to the Native Americans in there. And before they started the oxidants, the sea salt and the water, these people were cutting off their diabetic medicine because it had so much to do, all those minerals, some certain of them have a lot to do with diabetes. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ruth. Wow. Hermetically sealed, by the way, is what Johnny Carson used to talk about on the Tonight Show. That was good information. So we can go online at realsalt.com to find this?
Yes, I just went real site Googled. I was there, but I got sidetracked into the rice.
Okay.
I'll go back and then I'll tell you next.
Do you have anything else to report from the convention to us?
The big report is going to be on Saturday. Saturday. and then after that, we will talk. We will run a conference call, and that information should be coming to you in within a day, probably.
Okay.
I sent it out. Our email blast has got a problem. So if you've been getting our email, I'm not sure if anybody thinks how many people have been getting our email, but not as many as it's supposed to be.
So
I sent it out to all the leaders, and they're supposed to send it out to their downline. So,
okay.
By Thursday, if you haven't gotten an email about the webcast and our call, you may or call your upline better. Better chance.
Yeah. Well, this morning when I was on the internet, it did say something about the fact that they were having new servers or they were doing something. And they were going to be down at the home office, you know, their computer service and the websites and things like that. I don't know.
I guess tomorrow night, isn't it?
I don't know what day they said.
The time of the webcast is Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Right.
They'll just go onto the computer.
Mm-hmm. And I will be just sitting down seeing my first fashion show with Ebony Fashion Fair. Oh my God.
Timing.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. If the real salt that you look at is sea salt, it's not the right one. This one is mined underground, so it's non-contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the webcast will be, you'll be able to watch it online later.
Oh, later?
Yes.
You can click it on any time you wish.
Good.
On demand.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. That's helpful.
way, I watched. Not, can we go on, or anyone else have any questions about salt?
Okay, real salt. I found it online.
Okay.
Embassy of Heaven. Yes. There is a picture of the salt that we got. Real salt, all natural sea salt.
So they're saying sea salt.
Well, all real salt. Say sea salt.
Oh,
actually, it comes from the sea when the salt bed was there a long time. I guess all of it comes from the sea, but that was from a long time ago, and now it's under a mountain.
Huh?
So, real salt has no additives and has not been heated or bleached, has a full complement of beneficial trace minerals.
You know, I was in Utah once, and there was such an odor, and everybody said that was from salt.
Oh, it's probably Salt Lake.
Right.
So that's what that was? I don't know. I just vaguely remember them saying that. It was in the evening. We never did get to go out to see what it was all about. But they did say it was, you know, that was what we were smelling was, maybe you're right, salt, the Salt Lake. They just said salt, and I said, I didn't realize salt smelled that badly, you know?
I don't think salt was just salt beds.
Okay.
But this is not where it's from. It's from Redmond, not Salt Lake.
Redmond, Utah. Okay.
He said, don't be fooled by kosher salt. Kosher salt is highly refined as ordinary salt.
Really? Huh.
This salt is from, it is from Redmond, Utah. If you get that one, you'll probably get the
okay.
right one.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I did watch Oprah from Monday last night. The name of the cookbook is Deceptively Delicious.
Oh.
Maddie, you were asking?
Yes.
About, she was also on something I had on this morning. Interesting with Dr. Oz again on Monday, though. He always has such wonderful information.
I'm sure he's going to get a show just like Dr. Phil.
Well, he wrote the foreword to her book, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
But he will get, or he will get?
He will get, just like Dr. Phil.
No.
He used to come on all the time, like he's coming on, like just like Dr. Oz is on. Then eventually, you know, he's sitting out on his own, and I'm sure this is the same thing is going to happen with him. He has so much information, and we're all craving it, so I'm sure.
I think he enjoys practicing medicine, too, though.
You ever seen his little partner? He has a little partner.
He's in Cleveland.
Oh, his little partner?
Royzen, uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I saw him. I caught him on one of the shows.
Uh-huh.
And when Dr. Oz is with him, it's almost like he takes his energy away. He's not as animated.
No,
he's
not.
No.
On our
TBS. Dr. Oz, yeah.
Yeah, on our TBS, maybe 6 months ago, Royzen did a, you know, how when they're raising money, he did a thing on that. Where you, yeah. He's definitely not as vibrant as Oz, but he's here, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to see Dr. Nancy Snyderman. She's going to be at the University of Delaware here.
Wow.
I think it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. You'll have to let us know what she talks about.
Yeah, I think it's a women's program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everything will be pertaining to women.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Are they charging for that?
No.
Really?
It's free.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The only thing is to have an audience with her, you know, like they have a, what do you call, reception, that was $35. I chose not to do that because you won't be able to get to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I figure if she's going to be available, she'll be available to all of us after everything is all over.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's only about an hour, 5:45 to 6:45 for a private reception to meet her. And everything is free. And they have something called Reinventing Retirement at 2:30. And then do we have an expiration date?
Oh, wow.
Definitely everybody. My husband and I are discussing that this morning. Everybody does.
Mm.
From the moment you arrive, it's not unlimited amount of time.
But do we have any influence over when we expire?
Yes, I don't think about that. I think we have influence on how we live to that expiration date, but the expiration date is there. My doctor and I discussed that when I told him, you know, when I had the lumpectomy, and I was trying to decide whether or not to go on the chemotherapy and the radiation, and she said to me, you know, we all just have a certain amount of time, and her job as a physician is to keep me here until that time. How I am, you know, how I stay in that position, meaning whether I'm sick to that point, that is not what they deal in. They just want to make sure I get to my expiration date, whereby by my refusing to take the chemo and the radiation, I'm up, I am out, I am going to see plays, I'm building my Nikan business, my organization is growing, having such fun till I get to that expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's going to be a very interesting subject.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone have any questions relating to lifestyle and what we're doing here? Wow. Everybody knows everything already. Anyone have any challenges that they've been encountering this week?
Well, I'll tell you, Nancy, I decided to cut out the popcorn, remember, I was, and listen to what Wei said about having some fruit, where do I go now?
Mm-hmm.
And Ruth, finally today, not Ruth, Ruth, not you, got the wrong person, Char finally sent me that bar, I just got it out of the mail today, the Larabella bar from Costco. And I'm going to go over there and buy myself some of those things and just keep them in the car.
Is all that for us?
Oh, I left it downstairs.
It's a Lorac bar.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's what? Lorac
bar.
L-A-R-A?
L. Oh, yeah, I'll have to go find downstairs. I'll have to sit down.
I've got one right here in the refrigerator.
Oh. L-A-R-A-C-A-R, Larabar.
I guess they come in all different flavors, is that true?
Yeah, there's three. I got three. Oh. So there's apple pie, cherry, and chocolate.
Oh, okay.
It's loaded with nuts.
I love nuts.
Yeah. I was going to, yeah, I got one that was a date nut one, too. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. They must have different variety packs then. Yeah, I actually picked them up at my local Kroger store, so.
Okay.
Cool. You don't have Kroger here, but they have it in Augusta, Georgia, where I will be next week.
Mary Jane, since you're here and you talked about mushrooms a couple of weeks ago, I bought some baby portobellos. Can those just be cut in a salad as they are, or do they have to be cooked first, or what? Mary Jane?
Oh, I don't know. I cook them. I always cook the portobello.
Does anybody eat portobellos raw?
Yeah, you can eat them raw.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they could be cut up in my salad.
Yeah. This is way regarding the bars and stuff, but what I've been doing because when I have healthy snacks prepared, and prepare it at home, then my kids will go and take it out. I mean, you know those Ziploc, those small Zip...
Right, the bags. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just get the snack size one, and I just throw in a bit of granola and nuts and, fresh sunflower.
Like a trail mix?
Yeah, I kind of throw it in myself, and I just put those Ziploc in there, so my husband, instead of reaching for something else, he sees that there, and he can take it out, and then he just eats it with the kids, and it's a great, I always have that, and when I go, I just pick up one and throw it in my bag, and those are great to have, because then you do have control what you put in those mix as well, and they're convenient.
That's a great idea, Wei. Thank you very much.
It's a tough thing at times, because you can't do a big bite, so then that, although people have crazy craving, you can't go overdo on it, because it's little things from the mouth, they're little.
I'm sure the same goes for these bars as with the original lifestyle when we were allowed to have the balance bar, but in an emergency, not on a regular, everyday basis. So, you know, it's a tool that we have if we need it.
Right, but it's still better choices to have around.
Sure.
Right.
Matt, do you want to tell people why you are weaning off of popcorn?
Can you explain it?
Well, why am I eating off? Because, number one, it's not air cooked, and the salt, and I hadn't lost any weight, and I think it's because I'm retaining the fluid. And I noticed in the last couple of days, I haven't gotten on the scale because I do that on Monday, I can see that I'm going to have a positive result. I already feel it.
Okay. Because I was also eating popcorn, and I was eating air pop, and I was eating with no salt. And Monty read something on Friday, and I know I cannot explain it the way he did, but something about food density and what we're really eating with popcorn, the air that's in there is not what we're eating. We're eating the dense kernels, and we're really getting more than we realize as far as less nutrients and more calories, for lack of a better word. So I've also stopped eating it for now to see if it makes a difference.
Right, and then, you know, raw fruits and snacks, that kind of stuff, is good. Celery and just little carrots, those things, at least they give you some water, a high water in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are good just to pre-pack and have available, so.
Yeah, and when I was doing it, it was mindless eating for the most part. I just wanted something to munch on, and I was still a little hungry from dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So
mine was just from 3 to 5, where right before dinner,
uh-huh.
or right before I could get that food in me, I was so hungry,
mm-hmm.
I would just stop on the way at any, gasoline station and buy a bag of popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Anyone have anything that we should talk about? I have nothing up my sleeve today.
Mm.
Anyone have a recipe that they tried within the last day or two they want to talk about?
Well, I was just saying that I tried the lentil stew this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't tasted it, but it looks so pretty, you know? It looks so appetizing. I can't wait to get in it.
And you still have liquid in it, correct?
Excuse me?
You still have liquid in it, is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just keep throwing. In fact, I'm just at the bottom of my rice. I have to make some more again. And I'll probably do the same thing, go out and pick another eggplant. And my husband brought in a couple of zucchini the other day, little ones. It's just nice to have that accessible for when you need something.
Mm-hmm. I was bringing you those little potatoes that I have.
Uh-huh.
I do have a couple more left, and when I got hungry the other day, I just took one.
Mm-hmm.
They were only big as your thumb, you know? And they were very good. Just
you ate it raw?
Eat it raw. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them since. It's almost like I don't want to eat them all, you know, without realizing I'm not going to have any more.
Huh. Interesting. I have not seen those either, and I haven't seen jicama in our stores in years. Somebody asked about jicama last week.
What is that?
It's a root plant. It's a root vegetable, I mean. And it comes rather large like a potato, and it's almost like a, does it have a radishy taste? Mary Jane, you said that you used it.
Yeah, it would be radish. It has a radish texture,
uh-huh.
but it's sweeter than a radish. A radish can be, you know, sharp. But it's sweeter. It's really kind of good. You just peel it. It's a brown covering, and it partially peeled. You can peel it sometimes, but you know it'll just pull off. You start it, but sometimes you have to cut it off too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. I usually cut it in strips. I haven't gotten some for a long time. As soon as you said that, I've got to get some of that.
No, I haven't seen it in a while, so
yeah.
I don't know if it's still even available here.
It's in the grocery store.
Is it? Yeah.
It's looking in the fresh fruit,
uh-huh.
fresh vegetables.
Right, the produce, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen mine here. If you guys remember, yesterday I brought up what they said was the optimal food to eat because it had so much high omegas and help so much antioxidants. And I looked online, and it was called purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E. And it's a weed. And it actually was a picture of the plant that was very pretty, but apparently if you put it in your garden, it's like, but it was a really pretty plant. And it comes from India and the Mideast. And it's a close, let me just read you a little bit about what it says. It's a good edible. It is a good edible and is eaten throughout much of Europe and Asia. It can be eaten fresh or cooked, has no bitter taste at all. Contains more omega-3 fatty acids than any other leafy vegetable plant we know of. The most common dietary source of omega-3s are cold water fish like salmon. It also has an effect on pressure, clotting, immune system, prevents inflammation, lower LDL, prevents certain cancers, and controls coronary spasms that may affect the brain, may add in conditions as depression, bipolar, Alzheimer's, autism, schizophrenia, ADD, hyperactivity, and migraines. Though very beneficial, there are a few good dietary sources other than seafood for omega-3s. So I don't know. I've never heard of it before. I certainly wouldn't put it in my garden, although I'd get a plant of it and put it in a pot maybe, but I've never seen it or heard of it before. So
it's related to moss rose. I've got two pots on the front porch. I didn't know it was edible.
A purslane?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I picked it up at my local nursery this spring.
Uh-huh.
See, I'd planted some in a flower bed last year, and I liked it so well, I bought some and put them in pots this spring.
Right. So does it come back next year?
No, it didn't.
I wonder if it were in the ground, if it would.
I don't know. It didn't in the flower boxes, so...
Well, they called it a weed, so, and they also said it will take over your garden.
Well, I know moss rose usually, you know, reseeds itself, but
mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to, so...
And, wow. I've never heard of it before. But it's pretty big stuff if you want to use it.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's got beautiful large flowers on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, oh, it has flowers, too. Oh. The leaves were really, you know, it was a pretty green thing that they showed online.
Hmm.
So are they drinking it as a tea? How are they eating it, putting in their food? Are they drinking it as a tea? What are they doing with it?
I don't know. I don't know if I read that or didn't. I know I didn't print anything that tells, but they said you can eat it either raw, and I don't even know what part you eat.
Yeah, well, it's just mostly stems with just little bitty leaves, so it's more of a succulent.
Well, check it out and let us know what it tastes like, Onita.
I guess. Try it.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Anyone else have any closing comments? Then I will read our closing statement since I forgot to read the opening.
Let me ask a question. What would you say in that last one was? This is Mary Lou.
I'm Mary Lou. Purslane, P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E.
P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I want to research that. That sounded interesting.
Good. Let us know.
Okay.
Thanks. I want to thank the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to this program, and also all the guests, whether you were talking or just listening today. If you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you to the person who invited you on a call. Have a great day, everybody, and I appreciate everybody's input this morning.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.